Stephen Colbert trashes CBS response on Paul Tallarico interview, "I don't even know what to do with this crap." By Breitbart News on February 18, 2026. AP, Stephen Colbert isn't backing down in an extraordinary public dispute with his bosses at CBS over what he can air on his late-night talk show. On The Late Show Tuesday, Colbert said he was surprised by a statement from CBS denying that its lawyers told him he couldn't show an interview with Democratic Texas Senate candidate James Tallarico, which the host said had happened the night before. He then took a copy of the network statement, wrapped it in a dog poop bag, and tossed it away. Colbert had instead shown his Tallarico interview on YouTube, but told viewers why he couldn't show it on CBS. The network was concerned about FCC Chairman Brendan Carr trying to enforce a rule that required broadcasters to give equal time to opposing candidates when an interview was broadcast with one of them. "We looked and we can't find one example of this rule being enforced for any talk show interview. Not only for my entire late-night career, but for anyone's late-night career going back to the 1960s," Colbert said. Although Carr said in January he was thinking about getting rid of the exemption for late-night talk shows, he hadn't done it yet. But CBS generously did it for him, Colbert said. Not only had CBS been aware Monday night that Colbert was going to talk about this issue publicly, its lawyers had even approved it in his script, he said. That's why he was surprised by the statement, which said that Colbert had been provided legal guidance that broadcasting the interview could trigger the equal time rule. "I don't know what this is about," Colbert said. "For the record, I'm not even mad. I really don't want an adversarial relationship with the network. I've never had one." He said he was just so surprised that this giant global corporation would not stand up to these bullies. CBS is owned by Paramount Global. Colbert is a short-timer now at CBS. The network announced last summer that Colbert's show, where President Donald Trump is a frequent target of biting jokes, would end in May. The network said it was for economic reasons, but others, including Colbert, have expressed skepticism that Trump's repeated criticism of the show had nothing to do with it. This week's dispute with Colbert also recalls last fall, when ABC took late-night host Jimmy Kimmel off the air for a remark made about the killing of conservative activist founder Charlie Kirk, only to reinstate him following a backlash by viewers. As of Wednesday morning, Colbert's YouTube interview with Tallarico had been viewed more than 5 million times, or roughly double what the comic CBS program draws each night.